Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hey, Ray, what's the deal with the Michael Ray video you were talking about?
Oh, yeah. So I just saw this on CMT. He put out this song called Get Her Back. And it sounds like get her back. You want to get Carly Pierce back.
Okay.
But it also means two things. You want to get somebody back.
Oh, like get back at them.
So in this music video, the chick that's in it looks identical to Carly Pierce.
So is he trying to get her back or trying to get her back?
Well, the whole setting is him getting interrogated because she dies. He maybe kills her.
Oh. What?
Are you serious?
It is crazy.
Wow, he really. Okay.
What did you take from it?
I mean, he's being investigated. She fell at the pool.
Did he push her in?
No, I'm guessing drugged her.
I just want to get her back.
Is this all in the music video?
Are you making this up, the drugger part?
No, he wants you to take from it what you will.
Yeah, so but you took from it what you will, that he probably drugged her and it killed her?
You ain't just falling at a pool for no reason.
Oh, wow, you she slip. Does look like her.
Yeah, you ever slipped at a pool, Eddie?
One time I was drunk. Yeah.
Pipe. Oh, man, he's in the interrogation room.
So why was he being investigated if she just slipped?
I'm asking Eddie. I think when you die, you just automatically get investigated.
But Eddie, when you slipped at the pool, were you investigated?
No, man, I barely remember that.
This exactly. Girl does look like Carly Pierce.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It's so.
Wow.
The scenario is so fake, though, that it really doesn't make me feel like he's sending a direct message, like get her back, like he's trying to. Because she did a bunch of songs, like the whole record.
Right, she did, and he did one music video.
But what is he doing that gets her back? And not no pun on the song here. What's he doing? What's he saying in this? What's his version of his story?
He's getting her back and killing her.
But that's not real. That's my point. Kill her.
Okay.
He didn't kill her.
Okay.
Was that foreshadowing?
So
okay, well, that would be an issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Ray told People Magazine that the director of the video understands that place where you want to snap, but then you settle down and you just move on to be able to find a way of showing how far you can stand from the fire.
It's not really saying anything about if what his message is based on her messages. And maybe it's nothing. Did he even write the song? Mike, will you look and see if he wrote it? Because that would also tell us, because if he wrote the song about her specifically, we could go, well, let's get into the words of the song, break it down, and see what he's saying. If he did? No, he didn't write it. Okay. So he didn't even write it.
Yeah, but he picked it.
Yeah, and I mean, who did the casting for this video? Did a great job.
I'm sure he's a part of that, and I'm sure that's probably what they thought the hook would be. Like, oh, wow, I cast a Carly Pierce lookalike. But if he didn't write it, then this ain't really his message or his songs. I think she wrote all her songs about him. Would you guys agree?
Yes.
I mean, I'm crazy. I just read into it way too much.
You thought, what, though?
he was playing out their relationship and in the song said, this is how it's going to end.
Okay, but it didn't end that way.
Then he's saying...
He's still going to kill her? You think that's what he's saying?
Then we need to keep a watch
he's
on him.
He's admitting to in the future he's going to try to kill her.
No, he is. The dumbest criminal ever.
Well, yeah, he needs to be surveillance.
Well, hey, there is that one author that wrote a book, How to Murder Your Husband, and then she murdered her husband.
Yeah, that is true. But
yeah, it was like a pamphlet more than a book. But yes. Yeah, okay. He didn't write it. I don't care. It's not him putting... His quirky little thing was putting a Carly Pierce lookalike in there and killing her.
That's legit.
It wasn't even about a song that he wrote that was a message to her.
Right. You're right, but I'm just saying, seeing it on Saturday morning gave me the heebie-jeebies, man. I was like, I gotta tell Carly!
And... Did you, or how would you tell Carly?
I'm going to need to DM her and be like, hey, have you seen the video?
You don't think
watch
she's seen the video?
Watch your doors.
Don't go to a pool.
Yeah. What did Lunchbox say to Abby that one time?
Wash your back.
Wash your back, yeah.
Well,
I want to put on Mary, Christina, and Nicole, who are on the phone, who we were keeping track of them this morning. They left voicemails last night coming from Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Hello, ladies. I don't know how to really answer that. A greeting. Good day.
Morning. Yeah,
hey, so where are you guys right now?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Where are you guys right now?
Our Airbnb. We just got to Nashville.
Oh, you're here. I thought it was going to be like 5 p.m. because your second voicemail said 5 p.m.
No, because our flight, we had two flight cancellations, and we went to three different airports to get here by this morning. So we ended up...
we didn't want to miss the show, just in case it got delayed or something.
But why are you guys coming to Nashville for real?
To see you.
No, that's not true. I'm doing it like a...
Yes, it is. I've been calling for months.
I'm doing like a 15-minute set at the Grand Ole Opry. It's a whole bunch of artists. So you wouldn't be coming...
Okay. Yeah, no, it is. That was the only thing we could find. This is our April school vacation, so it's the only time we could go. So I kept calling and calling to see if you had any like shows. But then my friend Nicole found this online, so we were like, okay, that's our only time. So we don't care about the others. I mean, Breland's cool, but...
I don't even know who else is playing. I should look.
So that's good. Cool.
Mike, will you pull up who's playing tonight with me? Hey, so you guys are how old?
25. We're all teachers on April vacation. We all went to college together.
So you've been friends since college? Do you teach at the same school?
Yeah. Westfield State.
You're going to teach at a college?
No, we all teach either high school or elementary school.
Oh, I thought you said something state.
That's where they went to college.
We went to Westfield State. Hi, Lunchbox. Hi, Lunchbox.
Oh, Westfield State. They're a powerhouse.
Yeah.
In what? What's Westfield State known for, guys?
Nothing. Owls. Owls.
Owls.
Oh,
we got a lot of owls on campus.
Being the owls. Tonight, Breland.
Winchester something.
Haley Witters.
That's cool.
Both of those.
Craig Morgan.
Oh,
Steve Warner. Yeah. Heck, I'm just sideshow here. Okay, so let's do this then, because I feel like you guys have been through the ringer here. Ray, get their number, and I'll get it to Morgan.
Hi, yo.
And I'll get it to Morgan, number one. And if I can, we'll see if I can hopefully say hi to them tonight.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
You mean from the stage, just say hi.
Like, no, like if I'll have a camera crew with me tonight, like following me, just for different reasons that I can't really say. But if I can, hopefully we can manage it to where they can come back and we can say hello. Okay, guys?
That would be a good thing to come true.
Yes, or. When do you guys go home?
We do Friday. We missed the day.
Would you rather come up to the studio and say hi tomorrow?
Oh, no.
You're kidding. No, you're literally kidding. I will literally die.
Yeah, that's probably the move then. So let's do this. Cause then
we can meet everyone?
Yeah, I think. Will everybody be?
Oh my gosh. Oh my
Do you know how hungover they're going to be tomorrow?
After going to the Opry?
They're going to go to Broadway tonight.
Okay, so this is what we'll do, okay?
They're teachers.
They're going to bring breakfast.
Let us get their number, organize them to come up here tomorrow morning. Right. We'll figure out what time, probably late in the 8, and we'll meet them, say hi. We can take pictures, meet everybody. I think that'll be better than just me tonight anyway. I'll be rushed anyway. I don't want to have to be like, oh, good to see you, got to go, because I got to perform, and we're going to have a deal going on. Okay, is everybody cool with that?
No, what do we wear? No, that's awesome. That's
all
awesome.
You just wear whatever you would wear normally if you were going to eat breakfast at a place where you had to sit down and order.
Okay. So where's Eddie? Why isn't Eddie sending something?
I'm here. I'm listening to you guys.
All your kids, we said hi.
What in the world?
Okay, I will.
Hey, we will see you tomorrow
after your background check. Okay.
And then
Lunchbox is jealous of that.
What? They scream when I, Amy, I'm not jealous of that, trust me. They scream when they talk
to
me.
Are you good?
Did they scream when they talk to you?
I don't remember. We measured the screams, it'd definitely be.
I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. Well, you guys weren't paying attention.
Guess not.
I think we, maybe just because Eddie was quiet for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
All right, Mary, Christina, Nicole, we'll see you guys tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Hey, sounds good. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. That works.
We don't have to go to like lunch with them or anything, right?
You do.
We'll spin the wheel.
You do.
Oh, my gosh.
Whomever loses the wheel spin has to go. Ray, play me voicemail number you know, I'm going to hold this because I think it's really interesting. Okay, hold the voicemails. I got two pretty good ones coming up in a little bit. Let me run through some stories real quick. The price of finding love is $2,041.30.
What do you mean?
Prostitutes. No, I'm just kidding. It's like,
really?
Like a matchmaker?
That's a lot of money.
No, it's all the stuff.
A paid app?
It's all the stuff you have to do because you go on 15 dates before finding the one. Oh, you spend an average of $74 on each day. You're talking about new clothes on occasion. You get new haircuts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So on average, it takes $2,041.30 to find love.
Amy, I hope you've been saving.
Did we talk about on this show how in another country, I think so, but I do so many shows, I forget, like just different. Another country, they let you off for a whole year to go find love?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we did. We did?
You remember that?
There's a country that lets students off for like a whole year. Maybe it was China, or maybe a semester to go find love because of the underpopulation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they give them a semester to go and find love. So
I remember
they can fall
about
in love.
Mm-hmm.
You need time off to procreate?
Well, just to go and search, to find, to meet.
Well, I mean, in England,
it's not just a hump.
You get the whole year off.
I'm like, that's all you need to do.
When you have a baby, you get a year off to take care of the baby.
Yeah, but this is to do nothing except go and try to find a boyfriend, girlfriend, find somebody that gets you married so they can have kids later.
That's amazing.
Because the country...
They need it.
They need people.
Yeah, we don't have that problem here, do we? In America.
Abby just needs 30 seconds off.
For what?
To find love.
Why'd you go after Abby? She's not even in the room. She didn't have a microphone. She's definitely doing a different job.
She did nothing.
She's literally doing nothing. She's not even listening to us because she's working on something. A 13-year-old boy gets stuck in a claw machine because he was climbing into it to get a prize.
Oh, no.
He had to be freed from a claw machine after he climbed in, hoping to score a prize. And they had to do the whole thing where they'd unlock the machine, take it apart, get them out of there.
I hate those things.
AP News.
They're so cool.
No, they're not. You're never going to get anything. They grab whatever they're grabbing, and then they let go, and then come up.
It slips.
Every single time.
They loosen that claw.
Finally, a lucky customer at a Sheetz convenience store bought a Powerball ticket that won $500,000. Pennsylvania lottery officials said the ticket was sold, and it matched all the balls, but not the Powerball. Imagine that. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you miss one. You just missed the Powerball from being like...
Oof.
Like, multi.
Lunchbox, is that one of... You end it?
Yeah.
You would end it for $500,000?
No, $500,000.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. You'd be super pumped. That would just be like, oh, crap. It'd be like they say bronze medal winners are happier than silver medal winners in general, because if you win the silver medal, you're like, I was so close to first.
Yeah.
But if you're bronze, there are two ahead of you, so you don't really have that thought. You're just like, man, awesome.
You're happy to be on the podium.
Did a great job. Yeah.
I guess it'd just be cool to have 500K.
Yeah, what? Yes.
And you're one ball away.
No, but you are also one ball away from not having 500K if it wouldn't hit that fifth ball.
Oh, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, that is from WTAE. Have you had the Starbucks gum? Do you know they have gum? I'm talking to you.
Me?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I thought you were talking to Mike. Sometimes I can't tell who you're looking at.
Yeah, sometimes he looks at me. He's looking at Scuba.
Right. It is. It's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird, dude.
Like, I
was like, why does Amy look at me right now?
Yeah. No, I was like, he's looking at Mike right now. I was like, I know.
Here's the difference. Ready? Mm-hmm. This is me looking at you. This is me looking at Mike.
Well, now you're being obvious.
Even then, it wasn't that obvious. So, wait. Eddie, I rarely talk to Scuba, though, on air.
No, you do all the time. You're like, was that good? And I'm like, yeah. And you're like, I'm not talking to you.
No, what? On air.
That's off air.
Oh. No, you do when you're double checking like a song or whatever. Hey, are we going to song right now? And I'm like, I don't know, dude.
But I think I yell Scoob. I feel like I'm pretty.
Or you say, Ray, are we going to song right now?
Watch. Hey, Lunchbox, come over here. Come over.
No, I get it because his head's really right behind
you. Look at Scuba.
Okay, now I'll look at Scuba. Ready?
No, you're being. No.
Yeah,
that's not
now
it.
It has to be organic.
Anyway. Amy.
No, I haven't. I don't think I have. Why?
I didn't even know they had gum. And I ordered some espresso this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got like 2 hours sleep last night. And they were like, would you like to order our gum? It's spearmint aspartame and sugar-free gum.
Aspartame. Ugh.
Free.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Not more aspartame.
I don't think they would advertise that.
I was like, wow, they are really behind the times there. And then also, I thought you were saying, like, with your coffee, it was free. But you were saying aspartame free.
Oh, boy. Is it stimulating? Like, is it caffeine?
No, if you have coffee breath, they've added it to their menu.
Yeah,
their
thing.
So I ordered it, and they were like, hey, would you like coffee gum? And I was like, it tastes like coffee. No, thank you. And they were like, no, it's for, they didn't have a conversation with me, but it's like, it's for gum you have coffee breath afterward. Smart. What is your Starbucks order normally? What is it straight up?
Just an almond milk latte straight up. That's it. Like a tall, small. And then if it's iced, I like to get that same order, but then that stuff on top that's like caramel frothy milk stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
I checked out. I don't have any coffee stuff like that. I don't know what it is, so I was just letting you say it all.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, so I stopped listening.
Yeah. I think it's called like cold brew foam. Cold foam? Cold brew foam? Anybody know?
I don't know what cold brew is.
I don't know.
It's cold brew like an iced coffee? Is that what that means?
Yes.
Oh.
Anyway.
You don't drink coffee.
Never had it.
You?
Well, I used to order a white chocolate mocha. But then I found out that was the same calories as a Whopper. And I'm like, none of that. No more of that. So now I get a grande vanilla skinny latte. But it's weird. Hold on.
What? I take a second. When Amy's saying this stuff, I got so lost in her words,
listening. You're going to explain what it is.
So I need to go, grande's the size.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to pay attention to you now.
Nice, I like it.
No, I know these because I know the sizes.
Mm-hmm. Grande.
I know tall and then grande in that order. It's really the only two I know.
And skinny means it's not as big a cup?
It means non-fat milk.
Skinny I know from The Housewife. Which means it's skinnier.
Skinny margarita. Yes.
Sugar-free vanilla.
Thank you. Boom.
But what is it again?
It's called a grande vanilla skinny latte.
Yeah, so don't ever make fun of me for my peanut tempeh tacos.
Blonde. Yeah. Yeah, we still will, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is weird, though. When I order there, I always order it like that. Like, I'll take a grande vanilla skinny latte, please.
And you say it like that, too.
It's so weird. And then I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, why?
I don't know, because that's the way they talk. Did you say grande? Oh, yeah. Grande, vanilla, skinny latte. Yeah. It's just a weird thing I do. I don't know.
You don't order on the app and then go get it?
No, just drive through.
Yeah, we do that all the time. Well, you drive through as well. You go, hey, Bobby, and they have it all ready for you.
But you have to go through the line, though, right?
Yeah.
But you can get out and walk in and grab it.
Yeah, but who cares? Either way. We go through the line in the car most times because it's not really that long.
Okay.
I got some of the pickleball stuff in from Roddick.
Yes.
It's not here. Oh. Eddie, have your Cowboys paddle.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amy and Lunchbox ordered a set of two, so you both will get a paddle there. But I'm still missing a couple of things. I got some balls that you guys can split up amongst yourselves.
Cool.
So I get two paddles?
You get one paddle. Nobody gets two paddles.
Oh, I didn't know who I was going to play.
You probably want
five, though, right, for your kids. You don't do anything. We're going to take anything your kids
want. I mean, that's true. I wasn't going to be greedy, but...
You don't play with paddles on both hands.
But I got to hit it to somebody.
Yeah, you have one. I'm not getting your family paddles. By the way, Roddick's the one who got the paddles. He just said, what do you need? So I just grabbed a bunch of stuff off the website. And if you get two, that means there are people here in this room don't get anything.
And that's not fair.
Is it?
No.
No, I mean, he just said it's not fair. I'm waiting for another box to come in.
I won't make any comments.
That's not true. You're going to comment, so go ahead.
Okay, I mean, there's just certain people in this room that have no one to play with, so they don't even need a paddle.
Have you ever played in your life?
Yeah.
Who did what? What is that called?
When have you played?
I've played in H-Town.
Okay.
H-Town? I've played over at the local park.
When?
About a year ago.
Okay. And who'd you play with?
Neighbor.
You and your neighbor just went out and played some pickleball?
Yeah, my neighbor, they play pickleball, and so we played, and the kids ran on the other side of the court. Yeah.
Okay.
Should we do
Kristen and David are their names, you need to know.
Should we do
Kristen
a show
Lee?
Tournament?
What? No, not Kristen Lee. She doesn't live there anymore.
Oh.
What?
She moved out of the country.
A show tournament?
Yeah.
No.
Where'd she move really? To?
She got land.
Okay. I don't
know. Doubles?
Like
you and Lunchbox and me and Amy?
Oh, it'd be over before we started. You guys have never played, first of all.
Yeah. No, I would be on your team. And I have played pickleball.
You have?
Yes. I've been playing Colorado the time.
We're not doing a show tournament.
Also, I played at Bobby's house. I played pickleball.
We can do
pickleball.
A show tournament, but there's got to be... Winners and prizes and punishments.
Nope. Punishments? Why is there always punishments?
Well, what's the point of doing it?
That's the prize.
That's the most fun thing.
No. Prizes and punishments?
Like, I started writing my Martin Van Buren paper, and I'm like, this is so stupid.
Yeah, when's that due again, Mike?
You get a week.
I'm like writing it last night. I'm like, what
is
am
that
I doing?
About again? I don't even remember.
Like, why am I even trying to learn this guy's life? Like, this is so dumb.
Is he interesting?
I mean,
why
not
are we
really.
Doing Martin Mayberry? Because he lost something, right? I forget.
Oh, the citizenship test.
Oh, that's right.
It's like these punishments are so dumb.
Yeah. But you like it when it happens to other people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you think it's funny then.
Yeah.
I had a teacher message me and said that she would grade your Martin Mayberry.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're done here. Thank you, guys. Hope you have a great rest of the day. And we will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free an easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.